Hey, I'm Judy from Powell, Alabama. And I just want to tell y'all something about a very supernatural thing that happened to me. God put a love in my heart for Israel. And it's been a long time ago that he did that. And I had never been to Israel. And I do not know a single person of the children of Israel. I wanted to give so much, but I didn't know where to give or what to do. But God called me to give. You know, we don't have to worry about anything. We've got God. He'll take care of it ahead of us, ahead of our needs. I mean, he's everything, and he told me to give to the fellowship. Nobody asked me to, but I've been a supporter of the fellowship for years, and I can say it is true that if we bless Israel, God will bless us. And, hey, I'd do anything to get his blessings. Absolutely. But God has blessed us financially and in other ways. He's certainly true to his word. He's protected our family through this COVID. We've had none of it, and I thank God for that because he will certainly take care of us. But by doing this, y'all, I can tell you it makes life easy. It's good life, a life that has no fear, no worry. It's beautiful. We just need to get to know God, do what he says do. Our precious God takes good care of us in every way. I can tell you that with all my heart. I know it. I've been right here. I've had it happen to me. I love our precious God, and I love Israel, and I love the fellowship. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
This is Diana, and my husband and I are from Gallatin, Tennessee. And we are supporters of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I can tell you that the Word of God will never die. Every word in the Bible is true. And when he said, I will bless those who bless you, he meant it. We have been blessed beyond measure because we bless the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If I can't go down to the streets and feed the poor, feed the hungry, shelter the orphans, help the widows, help Holocaust victims, I can provide for them through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Where you sow your seed does matter. You want to sow your seed on fertile ground to help others because he came to help us. And he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is like giving money to those of God, and you see it when you see them and you see what they do. You will never be more blessed in your life than when you help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and see what they do. We have gone to Israel. We've seen the bomb shelters. We've seen the Holocaust victims. We've seen the homeless be fed, cared for, provided. It's beautiful. And it's truly a gift of God.
Hi, this is Charlene from Queen Creek, Arizona. The Fellowship is so much more than a charity. They are family. The Fellowship not only helps those who are in desperate need, they also encourage and support those who partner with them. The most important thing a believer in Christ can do is align themselves with God's promises. In Genesis 12:3, God promises that he will bless those that bless Israel. Whether you're in need of healing, peace, or a financial breakthrough, God truly does bless those that bless Israel. I believe the greatest legacy you can leave your family is to trust God's promises. This is just one of the many reasons my family and I partner with the Fellowship.
Hi, this is Mike from Southern California. And the reason why I give to the Fellowship, basically three reasons. Number one, because the Bible teaches us to be obedient. And God says in his word to give to his chosen, and we'll be blessed. Number two, the money that I have is really not my money. It all belongs to God. And by me giving just a little bit back to the Fellowship is easy to do. When you think about it, it's really none of the money's mine. And the last reason, and just as important as the first two, is the Fellowship, they stretch the dollars. They're very frugal with the money. They prioritize the needs and they're very transparent. They keep you posted. So you always know what's going on with the fellowship regarding the money that you give them. So obedience, it's really not my money. And it's a great nonprofit to give to God's chosen. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.